A long-term energy plan by the Cuomo administration that includes a nearly $8 billion subsidy to upstate nuclear power plants is being challenged from both ends of the political spectrum, and a lawsuit has been filed to try to stop the deal. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo's Public Service Commission plans to convert 50% of the state's power sources to renewable energy over the next decade and a half. A controversial part of that includes a $7.6 billion state finance subsidy. It would go to a company that now runs two New York nuclear power plants, Nine Mile Point in Oswego and Ginney near Rochester, and is taking over a third plant, Fitzpatrick, also in Oswego. That's angered environmental groups. They filed a lawsuit saying the PSC acted improperly when it mandated a massive subsidy to prop up New York's aging, failing nuclear power plants. Other progressive-leaning groups, including the New York Public Interest Research Group, also object to the deal.
In some ways, it's a straight-up ratepayer issue.
Blair Horner, NYPERG's legislative director, says the deal will result in $2.3 billion in increased payments for residential utility customers and even more than that for businesses. That's in a state that already has among the highest utility rates in the nation.
This is a $7.6 billion addition to everyone's electric bills over the next 12 years. And we already know that roughly 800,000 New Yorkers can't pay their existing or having a hard time paying their existing electric bill. This isn't going to make it any better.
It's not only left-leaning groups who oppose the deal. Fossil fuel companies like Shell and BP have objected, filing complaints with the PSC. Oil and gas companies would have to essentially help subsidize the deal through the price of zero-emission credits bought and sold in New York. Phil Kirpin with the free market advocacy group American Commitment calls the plan an expensive green fantasy. He says no one should be getting public money.
I don't know whether these nuclear plants could compete or not if we had a level playing field, but the idea that, well, you know, other energy sources have subsidies, so our solution is to go sort of raid the taxpayer or raid the ratepayer for ourselves is the worst kind of solution. It actually just replicates the problem.
He says actual economy should drive which types of energy sources make sense. Kirpin says he doesn't find it odd, though, that groups on both the traditional left and the right are opposing the governor's plan.
We're seeing sort of a different fault line in a lot of the major political and policy fights that are happening right now in this country. It's becoming much less about right versus left and much more about sort of insiders, cronies, special interests versus the people at large. So there's sort of the populist versus elite split. Has become a fault line in a lot of fights, more so than right versus left. And this is really another example of that, because we're seeing really people across the political spectrum saying, hey, it's wrong to make every ratepayer in the state pay a surcharge every month on their bill that goes to benefit a handful of nuclear plants that are owned by a single corporation.
Governor Cuomo argues that nuclear power is cleaner than fossil fuels, and it's a needed bridge fuel during a transition to wind, solar, and other renewable energy sources. His decision is also partly about saving jobs. As Cuomo told power plant workers at the Fitzpatrick nuclear plant in Oswego during a visit over the summer,
there'd be 615 lost jobs, average wage $120,000. That would be basically irreplaceable.
A spokesman for Cuomo calls the latest attempts to derail the energy plan through a lawsuit an absurd publicity stunt. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.